We have a Gemara in Psachim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as well as in Beitza Daf Yud Tes, where we're told Ein Mevi'in Karban Toda Be'erev HaPesach Bepnei Chametz Shebo. What the Gemara means is that every Karban Toda is comprised of not only a sacrifice and not only a Karban, but also of 40 matzos that come along with it as well. And those 40 matzos, 30 of them are acceptable on Pesach, 10 of them are considered Chametz and would not be acceptable on Pesach. So here we have a problem. A Karban Toda is only eaten the day that it is sacrificed as well as the night that follows thereafter. So we're concerned that if you're going to bring a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach, says the Gemara, then you are going to limit the amount of time that those 10 chametz stick of matzahs are allowed to be eaten, because once Pesach comes in, they can no longer be consumed. And what's wrong with that? Ein mevi'im kadshim lebeisav psul, says the Gemara, because if you're not allowed to eat them at night, they're going to become nosar once the Pesach Yamtiv comes in, and you're going to have to burn them. And Ein Mevi'im Kachem LeBeis HaPsul. Based on this Gemara that a Karban Toda is not allowed to be offered on Erev Pesach, the Ramah Paskins in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tav Chav Tesif Beis, that on Erev Pesach we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda in our Psuke de Zimra. Why is that? Because as we know, Mizmar Lesoda is patterned off of the Karban Toda in the Beis HaMikdash, and since one is not allowed to offer a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach, therefore we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda on Erev Pesach either. And we are told also, the Ramah says in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, in Siman Tav Resh Dalet and Arachayim, Ein Omer Mosoda, we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda on Erev Yom Kippur, also because since Yom Kippur is going to come in, and now we will no longer be allowed to eat the Karban Toda, therefore we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda on Erev Pesach, because we would not offer the Karban Toda on Erev Pesach either. So there's an amazing question that's raised by one of the great rabbinic authorities, Rabbi Cheskel Landau, lived in the mid-1700s. He was known for his Sefer Nodeb Yehuda, the Av Beis Din in the city of Prague. So he has a Sefer on Shas that's called the Chidushei Hatzlach. So in his Sefer on the Tzlach, he asked the following question. Why does the Gemara say that the reason one is not allowed to have a Karban Toda offered on Erev Pesach is because of the Chametz part of the Karban that cannot be eaten on Pesach? What about the fact that 30 of those matzahs are considered matzah that would be acceptable on Pesach, but we are not allowed to eat those on Erev Pesach itself? As we all know in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Ayin Aleph, Hilchos Pesach, we're told that on Erev Pesach one is not allowed to eat matzah in preparation for the Seder night. And therefore, ask the Tzlach, why does the Gemara go out of its way to say that the reason a Karban Toda cannot be offered is because of the Chametz part of the Karban? What about the fact that the Matzah part of the Karban cannot be consumed either on Erev Pesach? This is the question of the Tzlach. Now, what is the source that one is not allowed to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach? So this really stems from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the 10th parak in Psachim, Halacha Aleph, says as follows, Amar Ablevi, Kala ochel matzah be'erev Pesach, anyone who goes ahead and eats matzah on Erev Pesach, ki'ilu ba'al arusasa be'beis chamav, it is as if he has had relations with the girl he is engaged to in the house of his in-laws before getting married. And that is such an audacious thing to do. V'habal arusasa be'beis chamav loka, as we know, one who has relations with a girl that he's not even married to will be punished with malchus. And therefore, says the Yerushalmi, this would be considered as serious as that. Now, what is the connection between Baal HaRisasa Bebeis Chamav and eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Shebali HaLeket, as well as the Avodram, in his Haggadah, they claim that the reason is as follows. As we know, when a couple gets married, what allows them to move in together and to be considered married is once they have a Shever Brachas. Once the seven Brachas are recited, then they are considered to be husband and wife, and now they are allowed to go home together. So similarly over here, says the Avodram, as well as the Shebali HaLeket, on the night of the Seder, we need to make seven brachos in order to allow us to eat the matzah. So those seven brachos are, number one, during Kiddush you say, Bar Pi Agafen, Mikadish Yisrael V'Hazmanim, you say, Shehechiyanu, then you say, Bar Pi HaAdama on the Karpas, then you say, Asher Ge'olanu at the end of Magid, then you say, Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz on the matzah, and finally, an Al Achilas Matzah before you go ahead and consume the matzah on the Al Seder. So therefore they say, the same way that seven brachas are required in order to get married to the woman, so too seven brachas are required in order to allow a person to eat the matzah on Leil HaSeder. What is the reason why the Chachamim came up with this prohibition to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So there's a discussion in the Rishonim as to exactly why. The Rambam says the reason why is because they wanted to make it clear, Kedei Sheyehe Heker La'achilasa Ba'erev, in order that it should be clear that when you come to eat the matzah on the Leil HaSeder, now is what I'm doing for my mitzvah. All the matzah that I ate up until now was not the mitzvah. Therefore, we stop on Erev Pesach. We would not consume any matzahs. And we only pick up with eating the matzah on Erev Pesach, on Pesach night itself, to show that this is the real time to perform the mitzvah. It's similar a little bit to what we find by Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, that even though we have a practice to blow the shofar the entire Chodesh Elul, on Erev Rosh Hashanah we stop blowing the shofar. Some suggest that it's in order to make a hecker, in order to make a separation between the shofar shel Rishus and the shofar shel Mitzvah. The shofar is only a real mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah itself, and therefore we stop, we take a break on Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to make a difference between the shofar shel Rishus and the shofar shel Mitzvah. So that's one reason that we find as to why the Chachamim instituted that one is not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, in order to make a hecker between the matzah shel Rishus and the matzah shel Mitzvah that we're going to eat on Leil HaSeder. The Meiri and other Rishonim suggest that the reason why is simply kidei she'ye'achel ha'matzah l'te'avon, in order that the matzah should be eaten with an appetite. As we know, a lot of people on Pesach night have a hard time taking the matzah down, and certainly it's going to be even harder if you're busy eating matzah all day long and you don't have an appetite to eat any matzah at night anymore. So therefore we tell a person to refrain from eating matzah all day long, and this way they will be able to have a nice appetite for the matzah on Leil HaSeder. So back to our question, says the Tzlach Rabbi Cheska Landau. He wants to know, why does the Gemara tell us that the reason a Karban Todah cannot be offered on Erev Pesach is because of the chametz part of it that cannot be eaten on Pesach itself? What about the fact that it has 30 matzahs and you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So wouldn't that also be limiting the amount of time that the Karban Todah is allowed to be consumed? So why does the Gemara not have a concern about the matzah part of the Karban Todah? Why is the Gemara only concerned about the challah part of it? So one of his contemporaries was Reb Shlomo Kluger, who was also a tremendous Eloi, a big genius, and he has beautiful svarim as well. He was a Rav in Poland and Ukraine, also in the 1700s to the mid-1800s. So he picks up on this question as well, and he writes as follows. He says, well, when we tell you that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach in order that you should have a nice appetite to eat it on the night of the Seder, what kind of matzahs are we referring to? Are we referring to all matzahs in the world, or are we only referring to the matzahs that can actually be used for your mitzvah on the night of the Seder? Reb Shlomo Kluger has a chiddush, and he suggests, maybe the Gemara only means to say that you're not allowed to consume a matzah on Erev Pesach that would be usable for the night of the Seder. But let's say you have something which tastes like matzah, looks like matzah, it's very similar to matzah, but you would not be able to use it for the night of the Seder. For example, the matzahs that are made for the Karban Todah, like the Mishnah says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, you are not allowed to use those for the mitzvah on the night of the Seder because they are not matzahs, they were made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. They were made for the purpose of the Karban Todah, not for the purpose of matzah on Leil HaSeder per se. So in a case like that, we would assume that you would not be able to use those on Leil HaSeder. And says of Shlomo Kluger, something that cannot be used on Leil HaSeder for your mitzvah is allowed to be eaten on Erev Pesach, and that would not be a prohibition of ke'ilu bo'al arusasa bebeis chamav. I mean, similarly, you can say as well that the Kohanim, when they eat the chalos, when they eat this part, these matzos from the Karban Todah, we know that a Kohen is allowed to bake the matzah, he's allowed to do all sorts of things with it, he can cook it, and he can soak it, and that would not be acceptable as well for the Leil HaSeder. The Leil HaSeder, we need to have matzah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Samach Aleph, on Leil HaSeder, one has to eat matzah that is tam matzah be'inon. You have to have matzah that tastes like matzah. Once you cook it, once you do other things to it and put spices on it, you no longer have the taste of matzah. And therefore, he suggests that on Erev Pesach, one would be allowed to consume the matzahs of the Karban Todah. The only problem is that we're concerned about the challah part of it because that cannot be consumed on Pesach night. Now again, this is something which is a very big chiddush because, as the Marsha and others point out, Pesachim Daf Sadites, maybe I should say if the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat matzah on Leil on Erev Pesach is because we want you to have an appetite for the matzah that's going to come on the night of the Seder, well, if I eat something that tastes very much like matzah, it seems to be almost the same, it's just that I cannot perform my actual mitzvah with it on Leil HaSeder, that still should pose a problem that I'm not going to have a good appetite for the matzah on the Leil HaSeder. So this is a very interesting discussion, but it comes down to a very important point. Let's say, nowadays, the nafkamina would be, what about nowadays, am I allowed to eat a certain item on Erev Pesach that is not able to be used on Pesach night itself? For example, matzah ashira, for example, matzah which we assume cannot be used. If it's matzah, that's egg matzah or something of that nature. So you cannot use that on Lel HaSeder, but the question is, am I allowed to use that on Erev Pesach itself? And as we know, this is something that's discussed when we have Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, which we do not have this year, but it's a question that's discussed around that time. How is a person going to perform the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas and at the same time not violate the Isra of eating chametz on Erev Pesach and not violate the Isra of eating matzah on Erev Pesach? So this is a very, very important question. The Tzlach himself gives another suggestion, which is interesting to think about as well. And he says, when does the Gemara tell us that you're not allowed to be memayit the zman achila? When does the Gemara say that eimevim kachim the beis apsul, that we're concerned that maybe if you're going to limit, if you're going to restrict the amount of time, diminish it, and reduce the amount of time that the carbon can be eaten, maybe the only time the Gemara says that is when we're talking about the sof zman achila. As we know, we're always rushing to the last minute. Everyone always leaves everything to the end, and therefore says the Tzlach, the only time there's a prohibition of Eimevim kachem the beis apsul is when you limit the end time for the carbon to be eaten. However, what if in the middle of the zman achila, or in the beginning of the zman achila, you are going to limit the amount of time? There would be no prohibition of eimevim kachem the beis apsul, because you know that later on you're going to have time. And therefore, says the Tzlach, in our case over here, you are not limiting the end time for the achilas matzah, you're only limiting the beginning time, because on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat these matzahs. But on Pesach night, you're certainly allowed to eat those matzahs, you just cannot perform the mitzvah with them. So therefore, says the Tzlach, there would be no prohibition of being memayit the zman achila, because over here you're not limiting the sof zman achila, you're only limiting the tchilas zman ha'achila. And he proves this, and he brings a very fascinating proof. He proves it from the fact that we do not find anywhere in Chazal, nowhere in Shas or in the Psukim, do we find that a carbon that a person offers must be brought first thing early in the morning, right at the crack of dawn. Why don't we find such a thing? Aren't we concerned that you're limiting the zman achila? If you're going to only offer your carbon at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, certainly, you're limiting the amount of the zman achila because you lost out a whole bunch of hours at the beginning of the day. So why is it that one is allowed to offer a carbon not early at the crack of dawn in the morning? Says that Tzlach, it must be because being memayit the tchilas zman ha'achila is never a concern. That's never a problem. The only problem the Gemara is worried about is if you're memayit the sof zman achila, for example, on Leil Pesach, when you're going to be memayit the sof zman achila with the chametz that's in the carbon todah, so that's the only time the Gemara has a concern. I did see that Rav Meir Arik has in a sefer Tal Torah another way to prove that this is true. And he says, well, the Gemara only tells us that you're not allowed to offer a carbon todah on Erev Pesach. And now it seemed to indicate that any other nedarim u'nedavos, any other karbanos, are able to be offered on Erev Pesach. And that's very strange, asked Rav Meir Arik, because as we know, ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach avikomen, one is not allowed to eat anything after chatzos ha-layla. On the Leil HaSeder, one cannot consume anything else after going ahead and performing the mitzvah of avikomen. So asked Rav Meir Arik, how am I allowed to offer a karban on Erev Pesach, which is not the karban todah? How can I offer any karban? I'm being memayit as manachila. There are a few hours in the night after the chatzos halayla, after I eat my karban Pesach, that I'm not allowed to consume any other meat, any other karbanos. So aren't you concerned about the fact that you're being mevi as hakachim the beis apsul? Explains Rav Meir Arik, no, because that's only a miut in the emsa zman achilas kachim. You're only being memayit, you're only limiting, you're only reducing the amount of time, which is within the amount of time that you're allowed to eat it. You are not limiting the sof zman achila, only the emsa zman ha'achila. And therefore, says Rav Meir Arik, in a case like that, there would not be a concern at all. Let's just close. In Parshas Amor, we're told about the Lechem HaPanim. And over there, we're told that every Shabbos, they used to change the Lechem HaPanim, and they would renew it with a freshly baked set of Lechem HaPanim that they used to put onto the Shulchan. The Achronim suggest, the Meshech Chachma, the Avnei Nezer, and other Achronim suggest, that it seems that the Lechem HaPanim were only allowed to be eaten on Shabbos itself, since they were switched onto the Shulchan on Shabbos and taken off of the Shulchan on Shabbos, so they were only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim on Shabbos proper. They were not able to be eaten on Sunday or any other day afterward. They quote from Rashi and Tosas and Meseches Psachim Daf Nun Ches that the Lechem HaPanim was given to the Kohanim even when Erev Pesach was Chalios B'Shabbos. Even when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, they would still give out the Lechem HaPanim for the Kohanim to eat that day. Why aren't they concerned about the fact that the Lechem HaPanim is matzah? and you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, the same way we had a concern over here that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, shouldn't we be concerned over there? So they answer that obviously the mitzvah of lechem apanim is a mitzvah saseh, that is a biblical commandment that a person has to eat, the kohanim must eat the lechem apanim on the day in which it was taken off of the shulchan. And therefore, you cannot come along and say that a rabbinic inaction, that the rabbinic law of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach is going to get in the way of fulfilling our biblical obligation of eating the lechem apanim, and therefore that would not be a consideration when it comes to eating the lechem apanim, and they would certainly give out the lechem apanim for the kohanim to eat, even though it was Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. However, by the Karban Todah, it's not exactly the same, because by the Karban Todah, even though that is a biblical mitzvah, even though we have an obligation to offer a Karban Todah, nowhere does it say that the Karban Todah has to be offered specifically on any given day. So the Chachamim came along and said, well, if you have a choice to offer the Karban Todah either on this day or on that day, there's no reason to offer the Karban Todah on Erev Pesach because you're going to be maybe as hakadshim lebeis hapsul. However, when it comes to the lechem apanim, today is the Zman HaMitzvah, and one would not have the opportunity to push that off to another day. So this is basically the background as to why it is that we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda on Erev Pesach, again, because the Gemara says, Ei meviim Karban Todah be'erev ha-Pesach ma'pnei ha-chamit sheba, she'ein meviim kachem lebeis hapsul. And we mentioned that the Rama says this is why both on Erev Pesach and on Erev Yom Kippur we do not recite Mizmar Lesoda. And then we got into the question of the Tzlach, that is, why is it that we do not say that the reason why you cannot offer it on Erev Pesach is because of the matzah, instead of saying that the reason you cannot offer it is because of the chametz part of the carbon itself. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.